From Wisconsin Public Radio in La Crosse, this is Newsmakers. I'm Maureen McCollum. The future of internships is in question after a federal judge ruled last year that some unpaid internships are not legal. Viterbo University in La Crosse has started a program to ensure business students are paid for the internship work they do. Joining us to talk about the issue are Tom Kanothi, Dean of Viterbo University's Dahl School of Business, and Sarah Saluski, a senior at Viterbo from Wisconsin Rapids. She also has a paid internship with Gunderson Health System. Wisconsin Public Radio's John Davis asked Tom Kanothi about the program Viterbo has started.
All of our students in all of our majors are required to do an internship during their time at Viterbo. About 70% of our students have historically been in paid internships, and this year we got a grant to help the other 30% to get some compensation for their internship work. So we've decided to move that into the future and say, starting next fall, we're going to guarantee that all of our business students have paid internship opportunities.
How does that work? Who pays them?
The internship sites themselves, the employer does.
What types of work are we talking about?
For example, they might be working with a nonprofit organization to create a social media campaign, or a local business that needs some help with a specific task, or different work in organizations.
And the length of time of the average internship?
Most of our internships run an entire semester, so 16 weeks. Then in the summer, it may be shorter but more hours per week.
Why the change?
We just found that we wanted to level the playing ground. So a lot of our students need to work and earn income during the school year to make ends meet. And we wanted to make sure that the playing ground was equal for all of our students so that a student wouldn't have to choose between working as a waitress or some type of job that wasn't part of their career plan instead of doing something like an internship that would get them ready for their career.
Sarah, as a senior who has been through the program, could you talk a little bit about what you've been through?
I had a year-long internship at Gunderson Health System, and it was paid. And there I got the valuable experience of working within the business field, working with so many different people within that business, networking, getting that real-life experience that I could come back and apply in the classroom with other students, too.
What area did you work in at Gunderson Health System?
I worked in the HR offices in organizational development, mainly within corporate learning. So I helped a lot with the educational videos that went out to nurses and CNAs, especially with the new hospital coming up.
So a year is a long time. Mm-hmm. Could you have done that if it wasn't paid?
No, there's no way I could have. It was easy to stay for the year because I was getting paid. I didn't have that stress of trying to have my finances and make ends meet.
Is that a traditional story that you hear a lot of, Tom?
That's exactly the thinking behind this internship. So students like Sarah wouldn't have to choose between having that great experience at Gunderson and doing something else with her time.
Sarah, what difference did getting paid for the work you did as opposed to doing it on a voluntary basis?
I guess you can say it does make you a little more motivated to stay longer and not necessarily work harder, but you know that you're kind of getting something extra out of what you're doing, not only just your experiences, but you're also getting that financial compensation.
I assume you have classmates and friends who have been through unpaid internships. Mm-hmm. Is that something you talk about with them? And
yes.
How is their experience different from yours?
Well, it's always funny when you say you have an internship, the first question everyone asks you is it paid? Are you getting paid for it? And so everyone's kind of jealous of the friends who have paid internships versus unpaid. I know some who worked long, long hours, put so much time in, and they didn't get anything out of it, and they struggled. Their parents had to help them financially. They couldn't do as much, or they had to get a night job to cover what they're doing during the day, both school and an unpaid internship.
Tom, you mentioned about 70% of the internships have traditionally been paid internships. Is it difficult getting employers who offer these internships to want to pay students?
Occasionally that'll be an issue, but after they've had a couple of Viterbo interns, they usually see the great value, and I think they think that $8 or $10 or something in that range is a bargain, and they see the value, and they're happy to have our students.
So it's often more than minimum wage that people are working for.
Yeah, I would say our average is somewhere between $8 and $12 an hour.
And what are the variety of businesses that Viterbo goes to on a regular basis to provide these internships?
Well, we have about 50 internship needs per year in the School of Business, and I would say we probably have 30 to 60 businesses that we consider internship partners that regularly take our interns, maybe not every year or every semester, but on a regular basis. Some of them take interns that stay longer than one semester. So many of the large employers and small employers in the La Crosse area, almost all of the nonprofit organizations have at least one internship possibility or sometimes more. Train company has numerous internship sites, Mathy, LHI, Quick Trip, both the health facilities, most of the major employers in town.
How did the internship program work before this commitment, I guess, to funding all of the students? Is there going to be a difference between the way it works now?
We have already seen a much bigger interest on the student side in internships now that we've announced that they'll all be paid. But traditionally, because a student needed an internship as part of their curriculum at Viterbo, students would generally see our community engagement person sometime early in their junior year and then line something up. But it was often more difficult to line up and match the internship site's needs and our students' skills or interest areas.
Sarah's internship lasted a year, which I assume is not typical of most students. Is a year-long internship a good thing?
Yeah, many employers, especially if they're looking at the internship as a way of building a pool of talent for hiring later on full-time, often want an intern for several semesters so that they can expose them to different areas of their business and perhaps and usually give them, progressively responsible positions. So we have two employers that I can think of that like to have interns for not only a year, but, if they can get them for a couple years and really try them out, that's their preference.
And even hire them beyond that.
Yeah. Many of our interns do end up working for the internship site, or they network with somebody at their internship site that leads them to working in another position.
Is that the way you viewed your internship?
Yes.
Hoping it would lead to a career with Gunderson or
well, you always hope
word
for
of mouth to another?
Yeah. Well, I think with all that networking that you get to do and however you present yourself and the work you do, that they did say that I'm more than welcome to come back and that they would probably have something for me. But to go back to the year-long internship thing, there were interns before me, actually, who had only a semester long or maybe a semester and a summer, so only 6 months maybe was their max. And we actually did like a study at the end, not exactly a study, but we all had to kind of report out. And listening to them, they all asked, they said that they would have loved it if they could have stayed longer. Because by the time you kind of get into the role of things, then you start really finding out how you can do and the people you can work with. And just that small amount of time isn't enough about how much benefit I got out of the year long.
You're listening to Newsmakers on Wisconsin Public Radio of La Crosse. I'm John Davis. We're talking about the issue of paid internships in colleges. Viterbo's Dahl School of Business recently said it would ensure next fall that all students in their business program have a paid internship. This has been an issue on college campuses across the country after a federal judge ruled last year that not all unpaid internships are legal. And we're talking with Viterbo University senior Sarah Salewski, who had a paid internship, and Dahl School of Business Dean Tom Kanothi about the issue. Tom, I referenced to that legal issue a couple of times. Did that at all play into the direction that Viterbo is going in the school of business?
I would say it was really a non-factor, John, because that lawsuit really involved employers who were, instead of hiring people and paying and following the wage and hour laws and the benefits, they were really hiring people into interns for basically full-time employment positions. Our students are doing internships, you know, more like 9 or 12 hours per week. So, no, not really.
Because Viterbo is doing this in the school of business only, a big portion of students are still going to be unpaid interns. Is this kind of a case study of how it goes and the college could expand it beyond the school of business?
Yes, that's possible. The majority of internships offered at Viterbo University or through Viterbo are in the school of business. But we're looking at this as a pilot. Perhaps we would expand it, or Viterbo would expand it into other interns in other majors. But for this coming year, it'll just be our business majors.
How do you decide whether it's a good thing or not? What kind of study is going to be going on?
We've always sought feedback from both the students and the employing internship site, and we'll look at the comments and the interest level and see if we're having increased placements and increased satisfaction, and we'll see how it goes.
In general, your fellow classmates like this idea of being able to be paid?
Yes, I think everyone is really excited with this new opportunity. Both current students will be graduating this year, but for even students who are coming in, becoming freshmen, I think that would be something that would really interest them for when they become sophomores and juniors and start looking for these internships.
Okay. Is there anything else you want to add?
I would just add that, you know, one of the things we didn't talk about was the real benefit to our nonprofit community. Most of our unpaid internships were in the nonprofit sector, and now, and many of the nonprofits, therefore, couldn't get enough attention from enough students to get their work covered. And now the nonprofits will be able to have interns. We will pay the interns, and the interns will get the work done for the nonprofits that otherwise they couldn't afford. So I think it's going to be really good for especially our nonprofit community here in La Crosse.
So the grant will basically be able to pay those students. Is this a grant that can go on for a while?
Well, the grant that you're referencing is the Great Lakes Guarantee Corporation grant, and that will end at the end of August. And then the funding will be internal from Viterbo for the next few years.
Viterbo's prepared to do that. How much is that?
Well, it depends on how many we place, but we've set aside sufficient funding for it.
Tom Kanothi is Dean of the Dahl School of Business at Viterbo University. Sarah Salewski is a senior at Viterbo from Wisconsin Rapids. They've been talking with Wisconsin Public Radio's John Davis about a program that ensures all business students at Viterbo will receive a paid internship this year and beyond. Thanks for listening to Newsmakers from Wisconsin Public Radio in La Crosse. I'm Maureen McCollum. Our production team includes John Gatto, Mary Meehan Strube, and our senior news editor, John Davis. If you missed part of today's show, you can find the audio archives at wpr.org/newsmakers. For updates on future shows, links to our archives, and more, like us on Facebook at WPR Newsmakers.